So you want to start an online business and you're a bit overwhelmed with all the options. There are so many options out there, from starting an Etsy business to creating your own e-commerce shop to social media management to freelancing to MLMs and everything in between. How do you figure out which one is best for you? What if you're a beginner? Which one is the best place to start? What if you're techie and want to challenge yourself in that wild world of the internet? I'm pretty clear on my stance of not trading my time for money, so you're not going to hear me say that anything other than selling digital products online is worth your time. So virtual assisting, freelancing, social media management, selling physical products, or working a pyramid scheme MLM, that's just not my jam. Remember, lazy entrepreneur over here. And I want to work smarter and not harder. That's just bottom line. So really, we're going to dive into the question of where is the best place to start and build your digital product business. And this episode's going to break it down for you to see which avenue works best for you. And I'll also give you my hot take on if I truly think that Etsy is the end all be all. Are you feeling stuck in this cycle of wanting more without knowing where to begin? Do you want to start an online business that actually makes you money without taking up all of your time or draining your energy on social media? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your kids and less time trapped in your 9-to-5? Well, there's a way to launch a successful online business, generating sustainable and passive income, freeing up your life and allowing for more core memories with your family. I'm Jacqueline Butler, a devoted boy mom and Philadelphia sports fan, an Etsy and online business coach, and a top 0.1% Etsy seller. And you're listening to Freedom Through Passive Profits, the podcast all about building your passive and profitable online business with Etsy digital products. We'll talk about Etsy strategies, making money while you sleep, redefining success, and creating a business without social media that brings you freedom and lights you up. So sneak in those earbuds and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, my loves. Welcome back. I'm excited to get into today's episode because something happened this week that really got me thinking about the answer to this question. Is Etsy the best place to start and grow your online business? And before I get right into it, I want to invite you into our free Facebook group. So this is where you can reach me directly and get any support that you need, whether it comes to Etsy digital products or online business. So you can join that free group at jacqueline-butler.com/free group. And I'll even send you a free Etsy digital product starter guide just for coming along to join in. All right, so let's get it going and start answering this question. And this episode is really going to be good because I think it's a super controversial topic and I'm ready to talk about it. It seems like people get really passionate one way or another about the topic of Etsy, whether it's a good or bad place to start and grow their business online. And people in either camp are really passionate about it. Some people in the online business space say that Etsy is perfect for anyone and everyone looking to have a simple side hustle and has the ability to pull in full-time income and serve as a really safe and easy way to make sales fairly quickly. And then you have others in the other camp, the ones who are passionate about starting their own website or e-commerce site because, you know, you never truly will own the rights to your own Etsy shop. And, you know, maybe Etsy takes out too many fees or you don't have the freedom to sell whatever you want, like not just handmade items, other things also. And in order to truly own your own business, you can't be at the whim and mercy of a company like Etsy. So I actually agree with both points here. I don't think that either camp, either side is wrong. And I know you think that I'm going to say that there's no better option than Etsy. Don't do any other side hustle or don't create your own website. Etsy's the only place where you ever have the chance to see success and you're going to lose at life if you don't choose Etsy. That's not what I'm going to say. I promise you I'm not going to say that because I don't 100% believe that myself. And what really prompted this topic of this podcast episode was the fact that there was that whole beauty counter situation that happened this week. And I only know this because I have a few friends on social media that were pretty high up in the beauty counter direct marketing business. And from what I gathered from their stories and posts and what was released about it, well, first, if you don't know what beauty counter is, it's a really big skincare and beauty MLM, multi-level marketing or direct marketing company. And they were in some kind of financial situation with the original owner buying back the company. And I guess the situation is a little bit, or was a little bit worse than they thought. So Beauty Counter actually cut ties with all of its reps, simply cut ties, said, we can't do this anymore. We're not going to be able to pay you anymore. And the reps who sell Beauty Counter received an email saying that their agreement with Beauty Counter was terminated, effective immediately. So I'm going to read directly from the email that was released to the reps. In connection with a sale, the company is shutting down its operations and intends to wind down and dissolve in the near term. You will receive payment of all accrued and unpaid commissions through the termination date, and you shall otherwise have no further rights to any bonuses, commissions, or other compensation following the termination date. So that's what the email said, and that's what these reps got last week. So basically, we'll pay you up until the day that we're done, but anything past that, we're not paying you. Any bonuses that you've gotten, commissions, compensation, all that's done. You're not getting any of those bonuses that we said that, you know, after this termination date. And the statement said in part that the company was forced to close its doors. They also stated that they did have plans for reopening the business, maybe something more rebranded, you know, with this brand new ownership. And they would rebrand it into doing something else sometime within 2024. Now that is scary because that shows the reality of not owning your business. These reps worked their asses off for Beauty Counter. Really, the ones that were pulling in all the money to Beauty Counter were these reps. And a lot of these reps relied on that money for their family, that income to sustain their family, to feed their family and their life. It wasn't just play money to them. They worked hard and they earned bonuses and they earned trips, all that kind of stuff. And then they were just told like that, terminated. And this is when I really started to reflect on the whole camp that says, you shouldn't sell on Etsy because you don't own it and it could shut down at any time. And maybe in a similar situation as these beauty counter reps, like I don't want to be in that kind of situation. But here's the thing. I don't think that Etsy is similar at all. And I want to ease your mind about this too. Now, can I, without a shadow of a doubt, tell you that it will never happen? No, of course I can't guarantee that. But is the likelihood as high as an MLM that shuts down? 100% no. Etsy is a completely different business model than an MLM. MLMs are known to go bankrupt, to be flimsy, and to be unstable. Etsy is a household name. It's an online marketplace, just like Amazon or eBay. It's actually the third top online marketplace behind Amazon and eBay. And it's just that. It's an online marketplace. I can't really see the same thing happening with them that happened to Beauty Counter. Could it? Sure. Are the chances much, much, much lower? Yes. So then you need to ask yourself, is the risk bigger than the reward? And in my opinion, yes, 1,000 times yes, Etsy's reward is bigger than the risk. And here's why. Etsy already has 96 million active customers coming to shop on this platform. 96 million, that's like a lot. Remember I said it was right under Amazon and eBay? It's in the top three, above Walmart and above any other kind of online marketplace. Now, I'm not a betting woman. I only play the penny slots. But if I was, I'd absolutely be betting that Etsy ain't going anywhere. But does Etsy have the ability to shut down your shop or suspend you? Yeah, absolutely they do. But I'll be honest with you, it's probably for good reason. People who get shut down and say it wasn't for a good reason probably wasn't educated on what you can and cannot sell on the platform. That's why I have an entire lesson in my course, Etsy Profits Pro, of understanding this before even starting your shop. And if Etsy does shut your shop down, don't worry, you can get it back up and running by working with them, especially if it's a situation where it was done without any reason or if it was done by accident or some kind of glitch. But let's get back to that 96 million. That's an incredible amount of people that are coming to this site with their wallets out. They're ready to buy. They're already warmed up, looking to hit add to cart and to buy now. And the hard part about bringing traffic to your shop it's almost eliminated when you implement a strategy of how to leverage this 96 million customer base that Etsy already has built into the platform. Now, on the flip side, I get it when people say to just start your own website and own all the rights to their own shop. Trust me, I get it. But you also have to be very aware that when you go this route, you alone are responsible for driving traffic to your shop. You, unless you hire some help. But you have to do all the marketing, all of the lead generation, all of the lead nurturing, the customer service, all of that. And I don't think people in this camp are honest about what the fees are that come out on this end too. You have to pay for your website monthly. You have to pay for an email provider, any kind of paid advertising that goes into it, all that kind of stuff. And I don't know about you, but I don't have the time or energy to bring 96 million people to my personal website. That's a lot of work. I would much rather have all that done for me. Now, that isn't to say that maybe down the road, as your Etsy shop is wildly successful, that you decide to transition to your own website, your own shop, your own e-commerce platform. After having a really great base of loyal customers, you can totally move them over to your own. That's awesome. What an amazing way to scale your business. And I say, go for it. I'm here for it. But I'm also saying that you don't have to if you don't want to. You can stay on Etsy as long as you want. You can scale it, or you can use Etsy as a supplemental income space, or even just a starting point in your online business journey. Etsy makes it so incredibly simple to start and make sales very, very quickly. Students in my course have seen sales in their shop just days, even hours, after listing their first real products in their shop. And I believe that the online business world is enormous, like so enormous and so incredibly overwhelming. But I also believe that if you are someone that just wants to learn how it works, like how to make sales online, how to manage an online shop, how to understand SEO and marketing all in a safe and secure and sustainable way, I do believe that Etsy is the perfect place for this. Starting your own on your own right off the bat and learning how to integrate websites with email providers and lead pages and sales pages and cold marketing strategies, paid advertising, Google Analytics, all of that stuff is just so much. If you have an Etsy shop as a foundation of your online business knowledge skill set, I think as you're ready to add on to that knowledge, as you learn about selling on a platform on Etsy and then you want to kind of expand your knowledge base, you now have the smarts on how to build upon that knowledge and move into different corners of the internet and try your hand at other money-making opportunities that are out there. Say, go for it. And the other thing about Etsy is that it's a place for handmade goods. So if you are someone who's willing to create your own products, and don't worry, I teach you exactly how to create amazing ones in my course, and your plan isn't to sell brand name products or things that weren't created by you, Etsy is a perfect spot to sell. Amazon and eBay have their own place in the world. I love both of them. I buy from both of them. But I go to Etsy as a consumer when I want something different, something handmade, something unique. It's in its own category. There's no real competition here. You know, I can go onto Amazon and be like, I want to get Nike shoes, but I can't do that on Etsy. You know, I often say similar things about social media that, you know, we don't own it and that it could shut down any time and we shouldn't be on it because we don't own it. And this really got me thinking about my stance on social media too, because the truth is social media isn't going anywhere. Like it might have a glitch where it goes down for a little bit, but it's going to come back in one way or another. Social media is a part of how our world works now. And it's the same with Etsy. Now, I haven't started my own website when it comes to selling the same products that I sell on Etsy. Honestly, I just don't have time for it. I really don't see the need for it when I'm making such a high volume of sales on Etsy and I'm established already. Like I did it on Etsy and I understand the do's and don'ts of the platform. So I don't do anything to piss it off and get shut down. Like I just make the adjustments that I need to in order to stay in compliance and to keep my shop relevant on the platform. And babe, here's the deal. It works for me and I can teach you how it can work for you too. But if you're someone that's looking at this or listening to this and saying, I need to be all in from the get-go, I don't trust something that I don't own, I totally get it. Putting all of your eggs in one basket is never a smart business move. And same thing with social media when I was talking about that. You know, if you are all in on TikTok and then, you know, with what's going on with TikTok, that gets shut down, then your entire business is lost. You know, you never want to go all in on just one thing. And my hope and want for you is that you scale your business and you scale it to go into a bunch of different avenues after you open up your Etsy business. Look at me. I have my Etsy business running in the background right now. It makes me six figures passively. I'm not doing a thing for it right now. That's set up. It's done. And that was all done as I entered into this world of coaching and podcasting. I never thought I would be on this space of the internet. But I'll tell you what my foundation was. It was Etsy. That was my jump off point. That's where I learned the basics of online business and how to navigate this online world and build upon that knowledge. Plus, Etsy's virtually free to start up. It costs 20 cents per listing. That's it. There's no website hosting fees or anything like that. So you can start a shop on Etsy with 50 listings for $10. You have nothing to lose, but you have to start somewhere. And yeah, I am in Camp Etsy. You aren't going to find a better place to start or grow your online business than here, especially with digital products. And what you will learn about how e-commerce and online business works through the safety and security that only really Etsy can give you, that can't be compared to anything else, especially if you don't want to waste your time and energy on like marketing strategies and social media and other platforms. I also think that you need to kind of search within your own values and figure out what aligns best to you and your lifestyle. And here are some questions that you need to ask yourself. Are you techie? Are you ready to market your products constantly on social media and pay for advertising? Are you willing to learn about email and analytics and lead generation integrations? Can you afford the time, the energy, the financial investment to get all of that up and running? Does that excite you and get you super motivated to start? Like, if so, maybe Etsy isn't the place for you. Go start your own website. Maybe Etsy can be a supplement for you at some point down the road, but if that sounds more like you, go for it. Or maybe you just heard all of that and are thinking, oh, hell no. Like, that is way too overwhelming for me. Then ask yourself these questions. Am I willing to create my own products? Do I want 96 million built-in customers to the platform that I'm selling on? Can I afford a 20-cent investment cost? Do I want to have a business that allows me to stay off social media or even invest in any kind of paid advertising? Do I need support and seller protection? If these sound more up your alley, then I do believe that Etsy is the place for you, but it's ultimately up to you. But if you are leaning towards thinking that Etsy might be a great start off jump point or a place where you really want to focus on starting and building an online business, I invite you to start it with a clean slate. Or if you already have an Etsy shop, let's clean your slate. And I might be biased, but I'm pretty sure that the strategies and methods I teach in my course, Etsy Profits Pro, is the best out there. And you can check out more information on the show notes about my course. And I even have some freebies for you on my website, like a free 5-step starter guide for Etsy that you can grab and take a peek at too. It's totally free. You can grab that. And if you have any questions about Etsy or what starting a business on Etsy really looks like and entails, send me a message on Instagram at jacquelinebutler.co or shoot me an email, jb@jacqueline-butler.com. And I can help figure out which is the best route for what you want moving forward in this online business world. All right, my loves, that's a wrap on this episode, and I will catch you in the next one. Real quick before you go, if this podcast inspired you, encouraged you, or taught you even a little bit, the number one way to thank me is to leave a written review for the show over in Apple Podcasts. I seriously am so grateful every single time I hear from you. It helps to let me know that you actually want me to create more episodes like this one. And maybe share this episode with a friend. That'd be pretty sweet too. I'd also love to connect with you personally in my free Facebook group. Come join us at jacqueline-butler.com/free group. And you can also shoot me a DM on the gram at jacquelinebutler.co. All right, my loves, that's a wrap. Remember, the goal is always to work less and make more. I'll catch you in the next episode.